Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West was pulled from the lineup of performers for the Grammy Awards, citing concerning online behavior. West already had been suspended for 24 hours from Instagram for posts that targeted the Grammys host Trevor Noah and his ex Kim Kardashian and her boyfriend Pete Davidson. Hey, Kanye was already crazy at the 2009 Grammys. Right, Taylor? Former rapper and Kim Kardashian sex tape co-star Ray J brought Kodak Black to visit Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I wish I was kidding! Trump had issued Black a commutation in the final hours of his presidency last year. Other attendees at the dinner included Vernon Jones, Rudy Giuliani, Pastor Daryl Scott, and other complete and utter idiots. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and ex-fiance actress Shailene Woodley were seen enjoying themselves north of Santa Barbara at the Chumash Casino and also wine tasting at the Demetria Winery in Los Olivos. The twosome were very cuddly, with Woodley sitting on his lap. Looks like the anti-vaxxers are back on again. Good luck! Netflix is teaming up with J.J. Abrams and his Bad Robot Productions to develop a scripted series about the band U2. The show will be written by Anthony McCartan, who also penned 2018's Bohemian Rhapsody, which focused on Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, played by Rami Malek. Malek went on to win the Best Actor Academy Award and the respect of the gay community. Coda took the top film prize at the annual Producers Guild Awards. Other winners were Questlove's Summer of Soul for documentary feature and Encanto for best animated film. Succession won outstanding episodic drama, Ted Lasso won outstanding television comedy, and HBO's Mare of Easttown won outstanding producer of a limited series. Go Coda! Disney Imagineers have demanded the halt of a mass move from Disney headquarters in Burbank, California, to Disney's Florida offices in Orlando. They're protesting the controversial piece of education legislation that critics have dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's expected to be signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a.k.a. Dumbo. While the Batman has been racking up impressive numbers at the box office, an anime film has been doing impressive business too. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero serves as a prequel to the highly popular Jujutsu Kaisen series. The film hit theaters in Japan in December, becoming the highest earning release of the calendar year there. Oh, and I'll have an order of unagi with that. Rapper Rick Ross is quickly expanding his collection of animals for his ranch in Atlanta after being gifted two giant buffaloes by his Ethica clothing line business partner Darius Burton. Not kidding! Ross posted excited videos when the animals were delivered to his ranch on his Instagram stories. Wow, that's some f*** you, I've got heifers money. Before she created and starred in Abbott Elementary, Quinta Brunson briefly worked on a sex talk line. Then she was hired by BuzzFeed after a skit she published online went viral. Since then, she's also done voiceover work on Adult Swim's Laser Wolf. At the time, she thought the sex talk line job was a voiceover job. Yeah, kind of.
Idiot of the Week!
The TikToker who went viral after claiming a disastrous chemical peel left him with serious facial burns has now lawyered up. Nao White's attorneys are demanding Diamond Face's skincare bar in Atlanta to pay up or go to court. Naya, who's black, endorsed the product before trying it and now looks bleached. Idiot. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are going back to court in April to settle who defamed who, and their witness list includes a ton of A-listers. Oh boy. Just about all the legal docs are filed for witnesses, and we hear that James Franco and Elon Musk, among others, are going to be dragged into court and be forced to testify. Can you say awkward? Real Housewife Luann de Lesseps drunkenly took over the mic at the Townhouse Piano Bar in New York, belting out tunes and monopolizing the piano. Lesseps, who has publicly battled with sobriety, continued to sing mangled show tunes despite being booed by the audience and startled drag queens. She ended up telling the crowd, "F*** you." Oh, the drunken humanity. Former The Talk co-host Sharon Osbourne is joining Piers Morgan's new Talk TV network. Morgan said, quote, "I wanted somebody who's a bit like me. Very opinionated, fearless, funny, knows their own mind, not afraid to speak it, unpredictable. Maybe a little bit dangerous." Unquote. Piers Morgan is not dangerous, just annoying. Norman Reedus, who portrays Daryl Dixon on the hit AMC horror drama series The Walking Dead, returned to work after suffering a head injury on set earlier this month. Reedus got the concussion while working on The Walking Dead's 11th and final season. It was serious enough for him to be hospitalized and has delayed the series' wrap date. Well, the walkers will have to wait.
The Trash Bin.
Lakeivia Jackson, the mother of rapper Young Thug's 14-year-old son, was shot and killed outside of an Atlanta bowling alley. Lakeivia's son with Young Thug, Kyvion Jackson, is not doing well following his mother's death. The suspect waited 20 minutes in the bowling alley's parking lot for Lakeivia before he shot her as she was leaving. Pathetic.
The news wrap-up.
VPN use in Russia is surging as citizens try to bypass Putin's government's tightening internet control. Amazon has closed its deal to buy the MGM movie studio. Lyft is adding a 55-cent charge to each ride to help drivers deal with higher gas prices. Apple released a new update that lets you unlock your iPhone with a mask on, which will definitely come in handy for the next variant. Ugh.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Lost City is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
K-pop group Stray Kids, Ordinary, is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds remains the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Match by Harlan Coben is the top fiction book.
Two A-list pop artists got together and produced 2022's first official superstar pop hit. It's the first ever team-up between Megan Thee Stallion and Dua Lipa. The song recently arrived along with a music video directed by Dave Myers. He directed over 200 music videos, including the groundbreaking Missy Elliott video Lose Control back in 2006 that won him a Grammy. Megan Thee Stallion won a Grammy last year for Best New Starlet, and Dua Lipa won Best Pop Album for Future Nostalgia. Lipa is currently on tour in North America and is performing this song, and we love it. Here's Megan Thee Stallion featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Sweetest Pie.
Sweetest, it's the meanest. Hot girl shit, but I'm cold every season. Know he got that pipe, let him bust it till it's leak. Yeah. Booty like a pillow, he could use it while he's sleeping. Look, don't be going through my phone, cause that's the old me. Ain't the only one trying to be my one and only. Real thick, moving slow, that body like he a player, but for Megan, he cutting the whole team. That body, looking nice. I got cake and I know he wanna slice. I wish he would try to put me on ice. I ain't never had to chase in my life. I want that nasty, that freaky stuff. Live under my bed and keep hate up. That Hansel and Gretel, let him eat me up.
Ooh, it's the ride of your life. Hold on, cause baby, I might just give you a bite of the sweetest pie. Ooh, baby, we can go fast. I'll drive and you just lay back. Flavor the less, yeah, the sweetest pie. I might take you home with us, I might give you all of it. Come get your dose of the sweetest pie. Ooh,
That was Megan Thee Stallion featuring Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Sweetest Pie. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.